The Countershaded Ibex is a tale of murder and suspense that explores the fragility of trust and the certainty of betrayal. The Countershaded Ibex is a thriller seen through the eyes of Max Gilbert, the unlikely hero who finds himself thrust in the middle of the age-old conflict between Israel and the Arab world as he pursues perilous leads in search of the one and only real, fully documented 2,000-year-old buried treasure whose discovery will either ensure peace or spell worldwide disaster. Andrew Warren is the author of The Countershaded Ibex, and he has a story of his own that perhaps is worthy of a book or perhaps a film at some point. Originally from Romania, he was growing up during the communist regime, eventually making it to Paris and then to the United States. I'm very happy to welcome the author, Andrew Warren, to Good Morning Hudson Valley.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
As I understand it, your love of writing goes way back, even when you were in a preteen.
Oh, yes. I think I was about 7 years old when I was just sort of obsessed with writing. I remember just writing obsessively until my mother sort of chased me out of the house and told me to play with the other kids. It wasn't a request. It was actually an order. And I did. I think what she was worried about is that I would get too involved with my writing and I would forget that someone living in a communist country needs to worry about survival and not about frivolous things such as writing. So I sort of forgot about it for a long time. I didn't start writing again until about 20 years ago.
The title, The Countershaded Ibex, now I understand that's an actual animal?
Oh, yes. Yes, the countershaded ibex is an animal which is indigenous to the Judean hills of Israel. Actually, it's probably the only animal that is indigenous to that area. And it has this incredible ability to conceal itself in plain sight. You could be looking at it and not see it in daylight. In other words, you have to look at it in a certain skewed way, unique way to be able to actually see it. And that is sort of a metaphor that runs through the entire book, that sometimes things that appear a certain way, in order to see them, we have to look at them in a skewed, unique manner. So that's what's going on in much of the book, this looking for a reality that has escaped everyone else up until now.
The book's hero, Max Gilbert, can you talk about him?
Max Gilbert is a historian and bibliologist, and he's a brilliant man, and is a man who's already in his middle age. He's in his 50s, and he gets a phone call in the middle of the night, which sort of pumps his juices. He realizes that he's sort of wasting his time in academia, and he puts all that aside, and he goes. He convinces himself that this is something that he needs to pursue, and he does. And he goes in search of this great buried treasure, which is real. As you said before, it is a real treasure. It's in the ground. It's documented in one of the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's there. It's worth trillions of dollars. And so far, everyone who's looked for it has come out empty. It's still there. It's still in the ground.
So the book is billed as a historical novel. I'm sure you had to do a lot of research on this.
Oh, I did. I spent quite a bit of time in Jerusalem and in Qumran. Qumran is a small town where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in the early, late 40s, early 50s. And I then did research in a big chunk of the story takes place in the Vatican. So I actually had the privilege of spending quite a bit of time in the Vatican with a private guide who took me to places in the Vatican that are not normally available to the regular tourists. It was amazing. I actually got to see the Vatican Library, which is off old, I guess, most tourist tours.
So this is kind of like an Indiana Jones meets the Da Vinci Code, something like that?
Yes, that's what I've heard. That's what I'm told. Yes, it is. Although this is based on a real event, the Da Vinci Code and Indiana Jones, more fantasy than reality. This is real. This is all real.
Did you put any of your own experiences in this book?
Probably. I don't think one can avoid that. I described a man in middle age. I describe a man who's suffering from anxieties. I described a man who's not, who hasn't been successful with women. He's, in fact, he's sort of stupid when it comes to relationships. And I think that says me. Yes, I think so. But other than that, I'm not a historian. I'm not a bibliologist. I'm not brilliant. My life has been a lot smaller than his. He lived on a big scale. This is a man who's well known for his academic achievements, which I'm not. Even though I'm an instructor too, I'm a college instructor as well.
But he does have something of a love interest in this book.
Yes, towards the middle of the book, there is a budding relationship with someone who is a woman by the name of Rebecca Logan, and it's a very complicated relationship, be it that she is a Catholic nun and a very devout Catholic nun, and obviously that presents a whole series of problems, and I hope I handle this difficult situation with care and not in any way offensive to anyone.
We're talking with Andrew Warren, his new book, and I believe this is your first novel, The Countershaded Ibex?
It's my first published novel. It's actually my second novel. I have another novel, which is, as you said in the introduction, that I am from Romania. It deals with, it's not about me, it's about actually a woman who has to survive the oppressive regime of Romania, of communist Romania. That novel was written first, but I'm holding that back. I think that novel, I will try to publish that after I make some headway with this one, with The Countershaded Ibex.
About how long did it take you to write this book?
It took about 2 years, including the research. Yeah, 2 years. And the research took several months, traveling back and forth and actually doing research on the ground here in New York.
Have you, were there certain writers that influenced your style?
I teach literature at a college, and so I have my favorites. I don't think... I'd like to think that the great Irish writer James Joyce influenced me because I have so much respect for him. I think I'm probably looking a little bit too high, a little above my head when I say that. But certainly, if I were to pick my favorite writer, I would say James Joyce. I go to, I don't know if you're familiar with Bloomsday in Dublin every year. It's a great festival on June 14th. It celebrates the main character. It's a great, great festival. Anyone who wants to have a good time in every possible way should be in Dublin on June 14th. I guess that's, if anyone may have influenced me, might have been James Joyce, but I'm sure other writers. I've done a lot of reading in my life.
Again, the book is called The Countershaded Ibex. We're speaking with the author, Andrew Warren. I believe the book is out and available now?
Yes, it is. Yes, the book is available everywhere. Of course, the most prominent channel, I believe it's Amazon. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just about everywhere. bookstores, yes, it's available to be enjoyed.
And the book has gotten some good reviews, I understand.
Yeah, in fact, it's gotten some very good reviews, and I'm really impressed with that. I'm really surprised, be it that it's certainly a genre that I never attempted before. I've always done written books about things that deal with emotions, not with adventure. You know, that's where my interest has been. But now that I see that I can write an adventure story, I'm in the process of writing another one, dealing with the same characters, Rebecca Logan and Max Gilbert. So who knows? Maybe I was misguided going for these psychological novels, which is what I thought I was sort of meant to do.
Andrew Warren, the Countershaded Ibex. Really enjoyed speaking with you, and we appreciate your time. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Take care.